Joining me in studio this afternoon is Dr. Charles Pritchard, who I described as not a stranger to Radio Veritas, but hopefully we are going to try and twist his arm that we have a feature based on his ministry and the work that he's involved in. But anyway, that's a story for another day. And Dr. Charles, good afternoon and welcome.
Afternoon.
Dr. Charles, tell us about the Alpha and Omega Ministries. That's something that you're very much involved in. That's something that is very, very, very key to your work. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're pretty much a prayer ministry, but the whole center of the whole ministry is we're getting messages from our triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, together with our Blessed Mother Mary and some of the angels and saints through Fernanda de Sequeira. She's been chosen by Jesus for her end of times, for his end of times, for his second coming. Mm-hmm. Our job is to publish the messages. And she converses every night with the triune God and Mother Mary. They're always together. And the Lord's put me in her path to assist with the delivery of the content and just to help to be her support.
Wow.
So it's all about our triune God.
How often do these messages come through to Fernanda?
Every evening. Every day, basically.
All right.
Yeah, she converses with them.
Okay.
She finds a quiet time and then the messages come.
Beautiful. And what kind of messages do we normally get? Of late, what have we been receiving?
It's all about love.
Okay.
Forgiveness, confession, Holy Mass, the sacraments, reading the Bible, praying the rosary, everything that Jesus has been telling us since 2,000 years ago and through his church, So it's, that's the crux of it. It's all about healing spiritually because, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Do you think our world is in need of that healing?
Yes, very much so. I think there's a complete, people are scared to talk about Jesus. And his voice is being cut in the world.
Why do we think we're scared to talk about Christ?
I think it's just the sort of the influence of evil is just makes people embarrassed. I don't know, people that don't know him, so they're scared they'll be ostracized or mocked or
So
it's kind of not cool.
Yeah, and people are embarrassed, and we are ashamed. We are ashamed of
our faith because clearly it's warfare between evil versus God. The evil influences a lot of people and makes them insecure, and makes them scared to talk about God, too scared to be His voice. People use foul language, blasphemy. Look at the TV today, it's full of sex, violence, all that kind of stuff. So, that's not exactly Christ-like media, for want of a better word.
Yes, I hear you.
So society's been influenced negatively. They've taken Jesus out of the schools, the crucifix out of the schools, Our Father out of the schools. All these, if you look at the government policies, a lot of them are, abortion is widespread. It's an anti-Christ world today.
Very, very sinful and evil to some extent, yeah. There's a lot of dirt that is out there.
I think it's just... And society's not seen it. They think, they've been blinded. And our job is to try and show people the truth, to bring them to the Lord at the end of the day.
Wow.
So we often have a lot of people... people come for counselling as well. We do counseling and then we do prayer, often like deliverance prayer. We have been blessed by Archbishop Booty to carry on with the mission, to lay hands in that, and he's also given us permission to publish the messages. He's given Fernanda actually more than once permission. So we go along and then we see where the Lord leads it.
Besides you people being involved in publications and receiving the ministry, receiving messages, what would you say was one of the most powerful and strong message that you received from the Lord at, ministry?
Look, I would say they're all powerful. Like every day there's a new one. So it depends on the topic, you know. Very often something happens during the day. Mm-hmm. And then I try and God talks to Fernanda about that. And, you know, where things might have gone wrong or, you know, gives. So she's put in a lot of situations and encounters in different environments. And then the Lord gives a message. So, like, I mean, from, you know, there was an instance where she was she was traveling and her bags got switched, you know, at the airport. And there was a very aggressive man who came and was shouting at her and all of this kind of stuff. But the Lord's obviously, she's got the Holy Spirit, so she managed to stay calm. And at the end of the day, the bags were sorted out. And she obviously prayed for this man, you know. He was obviously very angry and everything. And that night the Lord said, well, I did that. I needed your prayers on that person, you know what I mean, who needed the prayer. So he often puts us in situations where we think it's coincidence, but it's not coincidence.
No, not at all.
And he uses his servants. And then he gives us lessons. So there's so many lessons. So I'd say they're all powerful. It's hard to pinpoint exact ones. But there's a very powerful one on confession.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Let's take me through that one that you're talking on confession. Let's go through that. Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to load it up or should we just talk?
Let's talk about it. I'm on and I'm on the messages.
So there's lots on confession. The one that comes to mind, it says, come, my children, repent. Come to confession. Don't let the enemy win this warfare. I don't know if you can find it there if you want to, but shall I?
Yeah,
I have
a
phone.
You can go through it. All right. We're going to take a musical break whilst we try and get these documents, but maybe we could actually focus on that message that came from Our Lady and from God on the value and the importance of confession. If you just logged on, you are on Radio Veritas, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. And it is Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. And this afternoon, we are focusing on the Alpha and Omega Ministries that is being coordinated by our brother, Dr. Charles Pritchard. And the time is exactly 25 after 4. Please do not touch that dial.
Radio Veritas. Your Catholic Connection.
It's exactly 4:30, and Radio Veritas is where you're at, and it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian. And today we are visiting and focusing on the Alpha and Omega Ministries. And joining me in studio is Dr. Charles Pritchard, who is the coordinator and who is highly involved with the ministries. And Dr. Charles was earlier on telling us that this ministry evolved and grew up around someone who receives messages from Our Lady, and messages from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. At Alpha and Omega Ministries, they're involved in a lot of work and in a lot of outreach. They have facilities available for one-on-one counseling. They run Life in the Spirit seminars, and they have prayer sessions, and that's it, I think, for now. We'll leave it there for now. And I thought this afternoon, let's focus on some of their messages that our beloved sister Fernanda, who is part of the ministry at Alpha and Omega Ministry, received. And we'll be going to one of her messages on confession. Dr. Charles, help us here with the message that came through on confession.
Okay, so this was a message. She was at a Life in the Spirit seminar in 2012. Mm-hmm. And that evening she got a message from God the Father, and they were actually focusing on confession at the time. Mm-hmm. So shall I read it?
Yes, please.
I think, my child, I, your Father God, I come here to propagate a message about tonight at the Life in the Spirit seminar, which was very powerful and enriched my children's souls. Oh, many of my children were so full of the Holy Spirit. My children's confessions were beautiful as they opened their hearts. My precious child, I have a message to convey to all of my people about confession and what confession is. My people, I, your Father God, am going to explain more profoundly about the meaning of confession and what it does to my people's lives. My people, my children, I, your father, say to you that confession is a beautiful sacrament, entrusted from my son Jesus, not from man. Confession is the key for your salvation. Mm. It is the salvation of your soul when you come to eternal life. My children, confession is the most beautiful sacrament to cleanse your soul, your spirit, and to bring new life to your soul. Mm. It is the most consecutive sacrament that my children should obey and respect. It is the savior of your soul. It purifies, cleanses, and brings you closer to my son's heart, to his kingdom. Confession is a purifying sacrament so that after you have been to confess all of your sins with a contrite heart, you can receive my son's precious body and blood worthy of him. Mm-hmm. When my people never come to confession, it is because of fear of rejection or embarrassment of confessing their sins. My children know that when you come into the confession box with my son priests, you are sitting in front of my son Jesus' holy face. Mm. He is present in every confession to absolve all of your sins. My son Jesus Christ hears every word in the confessional. His joy is to hear all of your sins and with repentance in your contrite heart. Mm. Do not hide any of your sins because my son Jesus Christ listens to you. He knows your heart and what you are thinking at that precise moment. He is invisible to all of you, but he sees you. He answers your questions through my son priests. The Holy Spirit is within them, and they answer all of your questions and doubts.
Wow.
Know that my son priests bless you and ask you to say the act of contrition and bless you with the sign of the cross. Mm. Know, my children, that it is my son Jesus who in that moment is absolving you from all of your sins, even the most scarlet sins of your entire life. My son, he is so merciful. He absolves you from all those horrendous sins. He embraces you and he caresses you when you come to that confessional. He then says to you, thank you. Thank you, my child. I love you. Thank you for the sincere, honest, humble confession. Hmm. These are my son's solemn words to his precious children. Come, my people, come to confession. Do not fear anything. Do not let the enemy win this warfare to gain souls because my son's aim is to see you all sitting next to him in his kingdom. My people, respect all of my son priests. Pray intensely for them. They need your intense prayers because they are human with a humanly body. The enemy is always waiting for an opportunity to enter, to destroy my son priests and everything that belongs to my son. The church, the temples, cardinals, bishops, and our holy pope. They are all under heavy attack from the adversary, and only your prayers can combat this warfare.
Wow.
We can carry on. It's up to you.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Let's take it to the next paragraph.
Okay. Mother Mary, she always pleased to all of her children to pray. Pray the rosary and pray as a family. The Hail Mary is the strongest weapon against the enemy.
Yeah.
Pray for my son priests. Do not criticize them. My son Jesus is their judge and the judge of all of you. Know that my son Jesus has given a special authority to our priests, a unique blessing upon our priests on the day of their ordination to hear confession and to absolve all of you from your sins in his holy name. Mm. Oh, my people, do not ask, why must I confess my sins to a man? Oh, they are special children with special gifts entrusted to them to help you to be free of sin, to come to my son's holy mass, to receive my son's precious body and blood, worthy of my son Jesus. Oh, my son's pains, it is unbearable to see him enter my people's hearts who are unworthy of him. He's talking about going to Mass and having communion unworthily.
Oh, those people who go to Mass without having confession
prior
and having it whilst they're in sin.
That's
okay, not living in a state of sin.
It's like piercing my Jesus again with a crown of thorns, because my son Jesus knows each one of you who approach to receive him. He already knows how your heart is. He knows you are going to pierce him with pain. Hmm. Come, my precious children, I, your father and my son, we are not judging you when you come to confession, nor are my son priests. That's quite important to note. They're not judging.
No, and they don't stand in the confession as judges. Yeah.
We want you to be saved, to join us one day in the glory of heaven. Oh, my son's kingdom is beautiful. Do not let go of this beautiful, unique paradise.
Wow.
Ah, your Father God, I'm here in love to all of you to say, come to my son's heart. He's waiting for you in that confession box. It is my son's gifts. It's God's gifts of love to all of you for the seminar and for all eternity. I came to relay to you, my people, this God's gift through my humble servant, my son's messenger. And then Jesus comes on and speaks as well. They always come on.
Yes, I see. Mother starts, then yes, the son starts.
It depends, yes, who starts. Yeah. You know, it's
then, but between the four, Mother, yes, Mary, then Jesus, then the Holy Spirit, then God the Father talks. Very, yes, powerful, strong messages. I would like us to go back to a few things, Dr. Charles. And yes, the first he says here, this is Mary saying to us, her children, the Hail Mary is the strongest weapon against the enemy.
Yes, that God the Father affirming it, that, yes, this is what she keeps telling us. In all her apparitions around the world, she's telling us. But people aren't listening.
And, I mean, we've got the tools to fight evil.
Yes.
And yet we just walk away. And yet we feel defeated. And yet we feel that evil has won.
That's exactly right.
And it hasn't won. Clearly from what Our Lady is telling us, and clearly from what Christ is telling us, is, guess what? Evil has not won.
Yes, and I mean, the advice we give to everybody who comes for healing, we say, just start praying the rosary, even if it's just a decade, you know? Because often people, they get blocked, they don't want to go to confession.
And they say, actually...
So what we find is the first mover is the rosary.
Mm.
Because, it's, you know, you can just start praying it, you know, there's,
yes,
no luck.
Yes.
If you know what I'm saying.
That's
what brought me to the Lord. It was,
wow,
a very, yeah.
You've got a very interesting story of what brought you to the Lord, but that's not a story for today. Let's get back to the message, because I would like us, we're using this platform to give the message that is coming from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and from Our Lady.
That's right.
And I think anyone who's listening right now, you should consider yourself blessed, you should consider yourself graced, because this is something that is not available for everybody, but it's free. But however, sometimes we do not have the resources, or sometimes we do not even have the access. We don't know it exists, and it's right in front of our eyes. And today we're sharing this kind of gold and wealth with our listeners. Dr. Charles, let's get back to this. And there's the whole importance of confession. Why do you think Our Lady is saying, go to confession? Because she's really insisting on confession, confession, confession. And she actually says, she goes on to say, you should be very honest in your confession. Do not confess half of your sins.
Yes, that's very, very important. You see, as soon as you go to confession, the evil loses its authority on you.
Mm.
So every time you sin, evil gets closer to you, mm-hmm, and it binds you and it ensnares you. It chains you, you know what,
no,
I'm saying? So how do we...
It possesses us.
Well, at the end,
yeah,
if you persist in it enough times. Do you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't possess you straight away.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously there's more, you know, when the sin becomes a habit, then it becomes possession. But, mm-hmm, there is oppression from the beginning.
Gee.
So we're putting ourselves into darkness and we don't realize it.
Mm.
And then we wonder why we're unhappy and why we don't have that peace in our heart,
yes,
and the love and the joy.
Yes.
You know, because God promised His Holy Spirit in each one of us.
Mm.
And the Holy Spirit brings love, joy, peace, calm, patience, modesty, self-control,
so
chastity,
true,
all those beautiful gifts. But we think it's impossible. And then we'd like, mm-hmm, take a pill for depression when in the meantime, no, the pill should be Jesus and Holy Spirit.
Dr. Charles.
But you see, so what happens is Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he says in these messages as well, if you love me, obey my commandments, then I'll make my home in you. In other words, the Holy Spirit will come.
My, okay? Father and the Holy Spirit.
And Jesus through the Eucharist as well. So then I'll make my home in you. We'll abide in you. God, mm, will abide in you.
Mm.
Then I'll grant you whatever you ask. Why? Because you're actually asking the right things now, because the Spirit's strong, so you have understanding and wisdom and all that. And then I'll reveal myself. I'll manifest to you as well. He did promise that.
Yes, he does.
The problem is most of us don't want to go past the obedience mark. And we don't want to confess everything, and we're not sorry for, you know, we'll take 9 out of 10 things.
Mm.
And you know, oh, no, 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 it's fine. We can sleep together before we married. Or, oh,
no, no,
no,
it's
no,
not fine.
Foul language is funny.
No,
or,
it's not.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then we
And God understands. He doesn't understand that.
It hurts him.
Yes.
You see, so that's what Jesus said. He says it hurts.
Bad language. Bad, bad language. Cursing and all those kind,
yeah,
of things.
And cursing is another terrible, cursing is particularly bad, because if you curse someone, you're giving evil authority to implement the curse on the person.
Ugh.
What we should be doing is praying for and blessing them. So in other words, people are always complaining about our government leaders, but are they praying for them?
Mm.
You know,
like now,
don't mock them, don't blaspheme, I mean, don't curse them further, because it just change them more to darkness. Mm. Rather, let's pray for them, like the schools. Yeah, I mean the universities. Pray for all sides. We have to also pray for those that are doing the evil as well. Mm. That's what Jesus said. Anyway,
Dr. Charles. No, you're not. Dr. Charles, what are some of those windows that we open in our lives and that either draw or attract evil into our spaces or into our beings?
Okay, so to put it simply, when we start disobeying the Ten Commandments, and to elaborate more, it's all in the Gospels, anything that Jesus teaches.
All right.
When we start going against that.
Mm-hmm.
So very often we don't actually know what he's teaching. So we actually blindly sin. We don't realize we're sinning, you know. Mm. Although the Holy Spirit does tell you, but you tend to deny it sometimes. Mm. And then your heart gets hardened and you don't see it as a sin anymore. So you get blinded as well. That is the power of confession. You go there, the evil starts losing its authority. The Spirit gets stronger in you. He starts reminding you of past sins. Ooh, I forgot about that. And that's why God the Father says it's the most consecutive sacrament.
Mm.
We need to keep going. It's a way of life. Every 2 weeks. Mother Teresa went every week.
Yes. Yeah.
Why did she go every week? Because people say, but she was a saint. She didn't sin.
Mm.
But she was working in a harsh environment,
mm.
helping the needy and that. And it can be a hostile environment. So she could feel a bit of anger coming.
Mm.
So you take it all. Every time you go there, you get, the Spirit gets stronger and how could I say that you get the strength, God's strength, to not do that sin again.
Mm. It's 16:45, Radio Veritas is where you at, 5:76 a.m. and we are changing gear with Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi. And this afternoon on Changing Gear, we have the pleasure and the delight of getting to understand and even have a peek in what happens at the Alpha and Omega Ministries. And I'm going to refer you to their website, which is alphaandomega.org.za. And I'm going to be giving those details at the end of the show. I'll be opening the lines in the next 15 minutes. We can engage with Dr. Charles or with myself, and you can comment, you can react. If you've got any question, any response on what's happening at Alpha and Omega Ministries, of what we've just shared and what we are sharing at the moment, please call us on 011-452-7115, alternatively SMS us on 41809. But the lines will be open in the next 15 minutes. Let's take a break. That's Dean Spiller with Redeemed, a proudly South African song, and that comes all the way from the north of Johannesburg, in North Ryde in Parish, and it's a beautiful thing. Please, if you're listening, if you know Dean Spiller, pass my regards and say his music is blessing us this afternoon. We are on Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, and we are trying to understand and we're trying to receive the messages that have been coming from Our Lady and the messages that are coming from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that have been delivered to Fernanda. And we're very privileged to have in studio none other than Dr. Charles Pritchard, who is highly involved with that kind of ministry. And that ministry, by the way, is endorsed and it is approved by the church. And so for skepticals, if you find this upsetting you, maybe this is not for you, please just be open to the Spirit and allow the Spirit of God to speak to you. Do not criticize and do not try to be scientific with this whole revelation that's coming this afternoon. Dr. Charles, let's move on to the message that comes from Christ God.
Okay. This message continues with Jesus Christ coming on now. My petal, they've all got different names for her.
Mm-hmm.
So Fernanda, my petal, my Father gave you a beautiful message about confession.
Mm-hmm.
I, your Jesus, want you to relay this message to all of my children, especially at the seminar about what God's gifts are. God's gifts are love, unity, peace, and understanding to all of my children all over this world. My gifts to all my children are for them to receive me worthy of my love, not to neglect me, to come to my heart and surrender completely to me. I have placed many gifts on all of my children, but the most important ones are the ones that I mention. God's gift is for them to forgive one another.
Mm.
That's the most important gift. And to love one another, especially at this time of Lent. That was this message, wasn't it? God gave them all of these gifts, but they don't practice them. They don't honor them in their lives, and they keep them closed in their drawers.
Mm. Yo.
I, your Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and my Father, the Triune God, have given them all of these gifts, but my children abuse these gifts from God. Oh, my petal, it hurts us in heaven to see this disdain and forgetfulness towards God's gifts. Relay at the seminar to love, respect, honor, and praise God for all of God's gifts given to all of you with such a caring and loving heart, the heart of the Holy Trinity, the Holy Spirit upon them all. Amen. Thank you, my humble servant. Oh, it was wonderful to see many of my children come into confession with a contrite heart. Oh, many of them had not been to confession for many long years. See, my petal, I, your Jesus, I was waiting patiently for my sheep, my scattered flock, to come back to me, to my home. Oh, I recollected them in my arms with so much joy. I embraced them tenderly. Oh, I had tears of joy in my eyes. So did my mother, Mary, for the special wonderful night of reconciliation with me, your Jesus Christ, their Savior.
Amen. Wow. Wow.
And powerful, eh?
You're very powerful. And here, the theme that's coming out here very strongly is the theme of forgiveness.
Yes.
Can we go to prayer when we hold in grudges, when we are holding back on the past hurt, on what we think was not done or should have been done to us? Does our prayer become true prayer, or it's not prayer at all?
Look, it hurts God when we say in the Our Father and we're saying, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So that's where a lot of us, we're asking God to forgive as we forgive. So then which means if we're not forgiving and holding on to past hurts and issues and reminding people of the past and all that is unforgiveness. Because if you forgive, you let go completely, like Jesus did on the cross.
Mm.
He was forgiving. The evil was trying to get him to hold on to the unforgiveness and to get angry, but it couldn't. And that's why Jesus defeated Satan, because he couldn't get him to sin. He threw every possible spiritual torment at him and physical, whatever he could. And he just couldn't. So I think we need to understand, when we say in the Our Father, we're asking our Father to forgive us as we forgive. Therefore, we must forgive. Because we can't... I would say forgiveness is the highest of the spiritual laws, for want of a better word. Because if we go to confession with unforgiveness in our heart, according to the Our Father, and in Jesus' own words, he says, if you do not forgive others their sins, my Father will not forgive you yours.
No.
So your confession is not contrite, and you're wasting your time.
So what we're saying is, God, forgive me the same way I'm forgiven.
That's it. In other words, you're saying, if I don't forgive, Father, don't forgive me. That's what you're asking him.
How many of us know that? And how many of us have actually given flesh to that? We just say those prayers, and I'm aware of that. But I'm thinking of the people that rattle through those prayers. Eh? And I think it's a big disease with some of our Catholics who just rattle these prayers and they don't understand what they mean. It's like, example, what we've just heard, how powerful the Hail Mary prayer is against evil. But, you know, sometimes we play around those things and we don't understand that we playing with pearls, we playing with gold, and we feed them to the pigs, I suppose.
We sign it with our mouths, but not with our hearts. And we're not understanding what we're saying. So we must pray with our hearts and live according to his will. So what we find is, very often the big blocker for a lot of people is unforgiveness.
Mm. All of us struggle with unforgiveness, you know.
Husbands, wives, quarreling, keeps bringing up past errors.
Yeah,
that's unforgiveness.
Mother-daughter issues, father-son issues, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, father-in-law issues. You know,
that's exactly
I wasn't
it.
Welcome to this thing. And in 2015, I wasn't invited to the Christmas lunch. How dare they do that to me? You know.
but you see, by letting go and forgiving, you humbling yourself and you sanctifying yourself like Jesus did on the cross.
Mm.
So he's calling us to that. And by doing that, it shows the other person's error more easily. Because if we're both angry at each other, we're both going to think we're Maniera.
I know.
And and who's winning? Satan's winning.
But then...
on both sides.
And how then do I live with this crazy mother-in-law that drives me mad, who doesn't see anything good in me, who doesn't see any of my efforts are not acknowledged, and all she is just negative and just shoots everything, you know, about.
Okay, so
how do we?
What I would suggest is, make good with God first and ask him for the grace to handle this difficult situation.
Okay.
And to forgive in your heart. And every time you're feeling angry or you know, you're a bit of resentment, you take it to confession.
All right.
Humbly to confession.
Okay.
And every time you go, the Lord will give you more strength, more grace. That's step number one. Other one, start praying for that person. You have to pray for them. Because if you don't pray for them, how is God going to change them? So, you know what I mean? So that and we also what we do is when we go to Mass, we must offer up Mass for that person.
Mm.
God wants us to pray for our enemies.
And he actually says that. He actually says, do not be like the pagans. The pagans say an eye for an eye. But you will not be like those pagans. You will forgive 70 times 70.
Because he's given us that grace through his sacrifice. And when we go to Mass, that is a living sacrifice. That is Jesus. You know what I mean? He gives us the strength to forgive, to be like him.
So we should take it to the Lord in prayer. And,
in prayer, yes.
Yeah, and offer Masses for
and confession.
Confessions.
And persist at it, and you'll get the grace, and one day you will just be able to let go. You'll be able to hug her, even though she's been horrible back to you. In your heart, you will feel love. Like, you know what? When Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing on the cross.
Yes.
He felt immense love for them because he saw they didn't know what they were doing because the evil was chaining them.
Just like
he felt more sorry for them. So as the Spirit gets stronger in you, you will feel more love and you will be able to handle it. And we very often get people are doing all the right things. They're going to confession, they're going to Mass, they're praying this.
Yes. But on pilgrimages.
But they don't have the fruits of the Spirit. So they're anxious. They're depressed. They're feeling, you know, got all these feelings that are not from God. What I'm trying to say is that they're doing something wrong. It's probably there's an unforgiveness somewhere.
Yes.
Or they're not taking it all to confession. And they're holding on to, or the evil's blocked them from that sin, or they've justified that sin away. So it is actually very, I mean, God is loving, God is merciful. But as soon as we allow the Lord to unleash us from all those sins through humble confession, the Spirit will come and it will be strong and we'll be healed. So just going to Mass and just going to doing all these things
is
just
not
because
enough.
We're ticking the boxes
is not enough.
You've got to do it in your heart, like really in your heart.
Dr. Charles, your ministry is calling people to a real deeper conversion. It's no longer lip service. It's no longer just the soup kitchens and all those kind of things.
Being seen at church.
And being seen as the reader and the acolyte. I often laugh when I hear people say, I'm so-and-so, I'm Charles, and guess what? I'm a Eucharistic minister. And you're like, and then?
That's pride, you see. And pride blinds you.
By the way, I love my Eucharistic ministers.
No.
I find it fascinating. But anyhow, let's get back. So forgiveness is a real thing, is a real key ingredient in our spiritual growth and in our relationship with
God. It is the ingredient. Yeah. It is spiritual law 101, the start of everything.
Wow.
You know? So you can't have a grudge if you want the Lord to come into your heart.
It's not easy being a Christian, and it's very hard. It's very hard. It calls us, we can't be mediocre. We really can't.
But you know what? I would say it's not easy living without Christ in your heart because you're anxious. So you don't sleep nicely at night. You this, you that, and then we try and fix it with worldly solutions, and they don't give the solution. You get caught, and then people end up going to all these wrong healers and
Then
they're chaining themselves to devil more.
I know.
And going more and more into darkness.
Sure.
So instead of going for Jesus and looking at him on the cross and doing like him.
Dr. Charles, it's 5 p.m. and I'm going to open our lines. Let's engage with our listeners and those that will not be able to call us in the studio. I'm going to ask you to send us an SMS on 41809. Send us your comments, your reactions, your responses. I'm chatting to Dr. Charles Pritchard and we are discussing and actually listening to the messages that have come forth. We've got a listener on the line. Good afternoon, listener. Good afternoon, listener.
How are you?
I am good, my sister. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's Lebogang from Regina Mundi. Hi, Dr. Charles.
How are you doing, Lebogang?
I'm all right, and you?
Good, very well, thanks.
I must say, I feel so blessed because I have a first-hand experience with you. And I've been to 3 Life in the Spirit so far since last year. It was my first time.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
And I've grown so much in faith also. And the person that brought me there was Kelly. I'm sure you know him.
Kelly, yes.
Yes, he's okay. Like the bestest of my friends. And we met at the Holy Trinity during the weekday masses. So I used to go there all the time.
Wonderful.
And then this one day he just invited me over to come and experience some of the things that I'm not exposed to. And I really loved it and I enjoyed it. And he also told me about Fernandez. So I'm yet to meet her.
Mm. You must come again. We'll...
Yes. Yeah, so I'm really enjoying today's session, I must say.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lebogang, thank you very much. And this is
thank
what
so
we're here for, and this is what we're going to be doing. I'm still trying to twist Dr. Charles's arm, and I'm hoping that we'll make him a feature maybe once a month or so. But let's pray that the
and
doors,
you know,
will open.
It's
hey?
So I'm from Soweto, obviously, and I have to drive all the way to the north to come and experience these things. I know a lot of people are not exposed to them from where I come from. I'm just being fortunate that
and
I met some on this side.
And this is why we're here, Lebogang. This is why we're here on the show.
And we also give, I'm running a Saturday class as well that you're welcome to attend.
Wow.
Yes, I'd love to.
Lebogang, I'm going to be posting all this information on our social media. Follow me on Facebook, it's Brian Mhlanga, and on OP Brian on Twitter,
yes.
Okay?
You know I got you, Father.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much, Lebogang.
Yes.
Have a very good afternoon, okay. Hey?
All right, then.
Great stuff. The number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS us on 41809. We've got Dr. Charles Pritchard in the studio, and let's talk to him and let the spirit move you, me, and him, and Kenny in the studio. I'm feeling the spirit in the studio, and I can't. Aren't you feeling it?
Yeah, I am, man.
Great stuff. Let's take this call. Good afternoon. You're live on Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brian. How are you?
I am blessed, my sister. How are you?
I'm feeling the spirit in the house.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Amen, sister.
Dr. Charles, thank you very much. You've said, I've been listening to you, and I like the ingredient that you talk about, that is forgiveness.
Mm. Wonderful, yes.
Because if you do not forgive, unfortunately, you imprison yourself. By the way, my name is Jackie Lipinka from Pretoria.
How you doing? Good.
I'm good.
Good.
It's imprisonment for yourself. So for you, you imprison yourself and you allow yourself to look at all negativity and you want to look with an earthly eye and start judging. But if we can pray and ask God to help us to see differently,
look with a heart,
we'll be able to can forgive others. Because the scale that we are using as ethnic persons, we are not sure if it's the right thing to say I'm angry at this person, my mother-in-law, or that. But you can also make an effort by trying to understand them. Because when we pray, we ask God that, use me as your tool. Where there is hate, let me bring peace. Let me soothe that. Where there is darkness, let me bring light. And we can never do that if we are harboring grudges. A grudge gives you sleepless nights. It causes you to be sick because you do not have inner peace. And inner peace is very important. So
yes.
Where we need to all start, as you said, is to forgive so we can start seeing things differently. And we'll really appreciate how other people then get attracted to us by the way that we just look into things and stop being criticizing destructively, but addressing issues that needs to be addressed.
Wow. Amen.
Dr. Charles, any response?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Exactly what you're saying is correct. If we can't forgive, there is no healing.
Mm.
And even if it's difficult to forgive, he gives us more grace through confession, through prayer, the rosary, because as Mother Mary says, it is the weapon. and it's a journey. You know, sometimes there's been intense evil done to a person, and it is very hard to forgive. But if we just go through those motions of rosary, confession, Mass, read the Bible, do works of mercy, try and be more loving, it comes into your heart.
With all our heart.
100%.
Yes. If we just do those things with all our hearts and minds and souls, and not just for action and to be seen and just to, you know, for yes. external activities, then...
And whenever you're in a difficult situation, that night, ask the Lord where you went wrong, and He will show you.
Indeed.
I often find it in a rosary, He tells you.
Yes.
And then you take it obediently to confession. Always introspect. Don't look at the other person's faults. The other person's faults, the Lord, pray for that person, the Lord will show them. We don't need to nitpick all the time.
Amen.
It's not great, Dr. Charles, I must say, because, you know, if really we do not, if you pray, the Lord says we should pray for our enemies and bless them.
That's right.
Bless them. Mm. And if we want to be a better society and be Christ-like and live a God-like, filled life, we really need to ask God to touch them and to change what may be wrong in them, but also to enlarge your territory, to also give you wisdom to can see beyond negativity.
Yes, amen.
Yes, and I just want to just, Jesus keeps saying in the messages, I remember reading one recently, He says there's not enough prayer in this world.
Mm.
And we don't realize that God governs the world, but prayer governs God. He needs our prayers as much as we need Him. So we must not forget that.
Thank you very much, Sis Jackie. We need to move on to the next caller. Have a very good afternoon and keep in touch.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Bryce.
How are you?
I'm so good, and you?
I'm blessed, my sister.
You know what? When you're talking... You know, I just finished up. My name is Pauline. I'm calling from Pretoria.
Yes, Pauline.
And for the price, I just finished drinking an anxiety tablet.
Yes.
And then after drinking the tablet, here is Dr. Charles. He's talking about Jesus is a tablet of depression.
That's confirmation.
Pauline, and we're not laughing at
like
you.
He's seeing what I'm doing.
Pauline, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you, ne? We're laughing we're laughing with you and not at you. Myself and Dr. Charles are laughing with you and not at you. But I'm glad the Spirit is moving. Clearly, the Spirit is amongst us here. I can feel the Spirit amongst us here. I can feel the Holy Spirit is working. And as you say, Dr. Charles was probably speaking to you, and he's been here. He's been sent here. His ministry is doing great work. Dr. Charles, Pauline, just finish your line before I finish. I'm getting excited in the spirit here.
Okay, when you're feeling anxious, just say, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of anxiety, I command you now to leave in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And you keep praying and ask, the Lord will deliver you of that, because... That's a spirit of anxiety that's trying to bring you down.
Amen.
Yeah.
And he loses his authority in confession.
Amen. Amen.
That's where he loses his authority.
Amen, brother.
So don't give up. He will heal you. Mm. And the Holy Spirit will bring you the peace, the calm, the joy, and all those good things that he
brings. And that wholeness she's looking for.
100%.
Mm. You know what?
And look at Jesus.
I'm shivering.
And hence we say we are here to provide the good news for a change.
Amen.
And this is...
So he heals through the sacraments. Don't forget the sacraments. It's very powerful.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Pauline. I have a very good afternoon and would like to hear from you in the next show, ne?
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Goodbye. God bless.
Goodbye. We'll take our next caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Good afternoon, Father Brown.
Good afternoon. Who am I speaking to?
Can I keep my name anonymous?
You are most welcome, my beloved sister.
Thank you.
Yes, talk
Father,
to me.
Father, I want to know. Mm-hmm. I had an argument with my husband on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I was just trying to discuss it with my husband.
Yes.
What went on.
Yes.
And my grandson, he's 26.
Mm.
Interfered, and he jumped up, and he simply, I said, please don't. Mm. This is between my husband and myself.
Mm.
It's private.
Yes.
You, yeah, but it's not your...
business.
Yes, it's not your business, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the language that my grandson threw at me.
Ooh.
He threw it at me as I've never heard language like that from my late father, from movies, anywhere. I've never.
No. What a lost generation. What a lost generation.
But I forgive him. I have a feeling something is wrong with him.
Let's hear from Dr. Charles Anonymous. Hang on.
Look, my advice in that situation is you must remember the devil wants to break down families. So he always comes through those that are closest to us. And when you see that, it's an attack. Because obviously you were trying to make a reconciliation with your, it was with your husband, eh?
Yes, Father.
Yes. So you were trying to reconcile with him. And then obviously the evil came through your son because he could influence
him. My grandson.
Your grandson. So you need to see it for what it is, and not let the evil break your peace. No. You know, so try and respond as Jesus would in that situation.
Sorry. You know, I am a very prayerful person in my home. Very, very. I can say I'm a powerful person in prayer, rosaries, masses, Holy Communion. For everyone, I pray for the dead, for the priest, for the Pope.
That's wonderful.
As you were discussing, all.
Yes.
And here, the devil attacks you in your
life. You see,
life.
So he's going to attack you.
You are under attack
because you're saving
Anonymous.
Souls.
You've got a special gift and a ministry, sweetheart. And what's happening to you here is the devil is attacking you and is attacking you where it hurts the most in your family. And now, what we need to do for you. You need prayers.
Come for prayers
to our ministry, the Alpha and Omega Ministries, and we'll lay hands on you and we'll pray for you. And guess what? The devil will never even lay a finger on you. Okay.
Okay. So, now, God, holy water all throughout my house.
You
Father.
Still
okay,
need
so,
to
so come.
Come.
Go onto our website. Just send us an email, and we'll
yes,
because you need prayer and you need to be. With people that
support
you can yes
spiritual.
That you can associate that you can support
you know I just thought, and I thought you know he took my jaw with his fist
I
could feel that and I
you see
and that he wanted to squash me to death.
So what's going to happen in time you see that's not him that's the evil doing that
that's
so
what
we need to bring him if he can come he will come you see people do get possessed I'm not you know and it does manifest. And, you know, like if someone's bipolar and suddenly they just flip, that's a spirit in the person that's doing that. So that person can be healed.
Yes.
And that's why they need to come for prayer, for deliverance prayer or an exorcism at a priest. But don't despair. We've had situations where there's such terrible evil happening around a person. They come for prayer. The prayers are, and they feel this person will never come for prayer, and eventually they do. So don't despair. The Lord will answer your prayers.
Anonymous.
I do pray for him. I pray for him straight away.
Wonderful.
And
wonderful. And don't let the Lord take away your. Don't let the evil take away your peace.
Anonymous, I'm going to send you back to our producer. He's going to take your numbers, and we'll try and give you the details of where our ministry is. Okay.
May God bless you, because whatever you're saying. It's truth, and I know it.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. Lots of love from me and Dr. Charles and Kenny, okay?
And Father?
Yes.
I'm great.
Wow.
I think you know who I am. But don't say my name.
Not at all. That's why I called you, sweetheart. Have a good afternoon, sweetheart.
God bless you, and God bless our ministry. And the rose.
Great stuff. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Hi, Father. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you, my sister?
I'm fine, thank you.
Talk to
Father,
me.
Father, I'm just wondering about the revelations that the lady has received. I'm worried about one thing. You know, in our church, there's a new catechumenal way, né?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm part of that now, and then... my worry is receiving the Blessed Sacrament on the hand and, you know, feeding ourselves, because at one point I did that and I must say I had some bad dreams and I felt, okay, maybe I'm not worthy to receive the sacrament on my hand and feed myself. I consulted from the verse, even if I can't recall it now, but I could say that God was just telling me to let the priest do the work because their hands are blessed. Mine are not blessed.
Sissy, so I'm going to give this
from the priest.
All right.
So now I'm just wondering if there was a revelation about that or if he could go back and then come another day and talk about it.
He is going to be coming, but he's going to answer your question. And this is enough reason for Dr. Charles to be coming back. And I'm so proud and I'm very excited that something new is being born here. We're making history. And I'm so proud and excited that we are also cooperating with the Holy Spirit right now. Dr. Charles, please answer this question.
Okay. Father God is asking us today to receive communion in the mouth, not in the hands. As it was in the beginning times, this receiving on the hands, it is an attack in the church. This is why we by God's grace, will be able to see the Pope and share these messages. But there's a lot of other messages from other visionaries that are confirming the same.
Yeah.
What God the Father's asking us, and He keeps coming on. God the Father keeps coming and saying, we must genuflect when we before receiving the body of Christ, or on our knees. Remember, this is Jesus, and in our mouth. And then we bless ourselves before and after.
It's reverence, really reverence.
This is God. We're in front of God. And people don't, you know, today people, it's like you're going to go have a piece of bread, which is wrong.
Yeah, very wrong.
And we need to pray for this change in the church. We really need to pray for this change because...
That is the message that God gave me.
Wow.
So that's confirmation.
So you see...
Then the bad dreams went away and I vowed to not receive on the hand. Mm. But now with the neo-catechumenal way, which is new and being introduced, we love the community sense of it and the revelation and sharing part of it. But then it is also an instruction from the Vatican too, but then receiving it with the hand.
You see, so a catechism has never allowed it to be on the hands. So Catechism 1, Council of Trent, actually specifically said not on the hands and only priests to touch the body of Christ because that is their gift.
Yes.
And the Vatican II is quiet about it, doesn't say anything. Therefore, Council of Trent applies. And not a single pope has endorsed giving communion on the hands.
Wow.
And I know this is going to, there's going to be a lot of resistance within the church, but I think as soon as people just see it with the eyes of their heart, this is Jesus.
This is Jesus.
God himself. And let's that privilege of handling the host is only for priests.
My sister, this concern to our Bishop William Slattery, because apparently he is aware of this program that's going on.
My sister, we've noted your concern and we'll follow up on that.
We must pray about it.
Yes, and let's pray about it. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon and thank you and stay tuned to Radio Veritas.
God bless. Thank you. Bye.
It's 20 after 4, and if in case you've just tuned in, you're logged on to Radio Veritas, that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. I'm joined in studio with Dr. Charles Pritchard, and we are doing the Alpha and Omega Ministries, and today we've been focusing on confession, the message of confession that came through our sister Fernanda, and the value and the power of forgiveness. In case you've got another question, you've got an experience, you've got a response, you've got a reaction, the number to dial is 011-452-7115. Alternatively, SMS me on 41809. I'm going to move on to our SMS line. Our SMS line says, hi, Father Brian and Dr. Charles. And thank you very much.
Drop the doctor, please.
All right. And I've marketed. Okay. Wonderful program that you have in studio. Lots of food for thought. And this is from a regular listener from Peter Marisbeck. That's Mags. Mags, thank you very much. Lots of love from the two of us. And be assured of our prayers, Mags. Let's move on to our telephone line. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Brian, good afternoon, Dr. Charles.
Afternoon.
I've been listening to the talk I was just want to ask Dr. Charles, now the extra ministers of their comes and give us the sacrament on a Sunday at home. As you said, now it's only supposed to be the priest that should handle the sacred host. Can you please explain me?
Yes, okay. So God the Father did give us an exception. He says in circumstances where a priest is unavailable, like visiting the sick, it's allowed. But that's the exception rather than the norm. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you very much. Have a good afternoon, hey? We'll move on to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I am blessed. How are you yourself?
I am great and I'm also blessed.
Who am I speaking to this afternoon?
Okay, you're speaking to Francisca Nobutula Sibuyi.
From where?
Known as Nono.
Wako Kai Nono.
Wako Don Paki Ko Church of the Resurrection.
Okay, all right. Aus Nono, you've got a minute. Shoot.
Okay, I'll be quick. I just want to say that the importance of forgiveness, forgiving people, it gives you more greater power. It makes you be free. It frees you. It makes you live a better life. So it's a good thing to let go instead of holding any grudges against people because you're actually putting your chains, the chains on yourself.
Amen.
That's all I wanted to share. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ausnona. Have a very good afternoon and stay tuned to Radio Veritas. Eh?
Okay, thank you.
Great stuff. Let's move on to our next caller. Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas. Hello.
Good afternoon. This is Candice speaking.
Hi, Candice.
I've been at Dr. Charles' place, and I have to say, Father Brian, it is a great place. It has had a great impact in my life.
Mm.
I am a whole new person. I went there for delivery, and I have to say, Father Charles, Dr. Charles, you are a great person.
Okay, I just want to say it's not me, it's Jesus.
We have a big prayer team. I look up to you, and I renounce God to do everything that you desire or want done in your life. I'm sitting here with my mother, Auntie Gina, and I have to say we are impressed by everything that you do. I can't wait to see you, and have a great day.
Wow.
Thank you,
Fernando and Kelly.
Candice
and Alice and everyone else.
Candice, thank you very much. We need to give praise for allowing yourself to be used in this ministry, my brother. And I think it's only right for us just to acknowledge and say thank you, Dr. Charles. Ne? And let's move on to our next caller. Okay, I'll go to our SMS line. The SMS line here. Good afternoon, Father Brian and Dr. Charles. We pray in the rosary. When praying the rosary, where do you start from? Do you start from the left side or the right side? Dr. Charles, that's for you.
Okay, so if you go onto our website, I've written quite an in-depth analysis of the rosary and how to pray it properly. Mm. But the first thing, when we pray the rosary, a lot of people pray the rosary, but then I say, so what are you asking Mother Mary to pray with you for?
Mm. Wow.
And they look at me and I say, but why are you praying the rosary? Mm. So we need to give our petitions, just like when we go to Mass.
Mm.
We don't just sit there. Our guardian angels get embarrassed in the Mass if we have no petition to give to Jesus, to the Father in the Mass, because there's angels there.
Yes, yes.
So we do need to, in our hearts, in the Mass, offer up, obviously, our prayer, which is the most powerful, and then second to that is the rosary. So when we pray in the rosary, we put our petitions. Are we praying for the dead? Are we praying for the living?
For ourselves,
for our family, for our friends, for our work colleagues.
Yes.
We mustn't forget, and people we employ, if we employ people.
Yes.
So Jesus keeps asking us to pray, and the Father and the Holy Spirit, for the most abandoned souls.
Wow.
In purgatory. And on earth. There's a lot of people that do not have prayer in their families, that do not have people praying for them, that need our prayers. So what I'm saying is there's a lot to pray about, pray for. In terms of the rosary, I think just focus on just meditating on those important points in Christ's life, because that's really what it is. It's a meditation with your Blessed Mother Mary, and she's shifting the heart of God to touch your heart and your mind while you're praying it. And it's a beautiful prayer. And let God move you. When you're meditating on that mystery, align the mystery to what you're praying for. So like the agony in the gardens is an example. If you're praying for the dead, you say, "Dear Lord, you wanted the apostles to pray with you for you, but they all fell asleep."
Yes.
And I'm offering up this rosary for those abandoned souls in purgatory that no one's praying for. And I ask this through your agony that you went through.
Okay.
I ask this prayer, and you do the mystery, the decade. So you bring it alive.
Okay. Our last SMS comes here, and it says, "I just recently bought my boyfriend, who is not Catholic, a rosary. Will that have an effect on him? He wears it every day and he believes in the power, but he doesn't know how to pray it."
Okay, so this is give him a little rosary book as well. So what I do is a lot of people, and I give a lot of to the guys in the street. They all know me. They call me Pastor Charles.
Oh, yes.
Bless you. You know, a lot of them are on drugs and all that. But they want the rosaries. I give them the rosaries, but I give them the book as well. And then I say, don't just wear it, pray it.
Right.
You have to pray it.
Does it have power on? Because the rosary itself is a living weapon. Eh?
Look, if it's blessed by a priest, yes, of course the evil's not going to like it.
Great stuff.
But the big weapon is the prayer.
Great stuff. Wow, time flies so fast. I've been having fun with Dr. Charles Pritchard on the show, and we've been talking and sharing about the ministry that's happening at Alpha and Omega Ministries. And Dr. Charles, thank you very much. I really
Pleasure.
Feel blessed. You've blessed our listeners. Kenny, don't you feel blessed?
And I'm blessed to be here as well.
Thank you very much for coming. I'm going to put you in the hot seat. Will we be seeing you again?
For sure, anytime, Father.
Great stuff. You've all heard Dr. Charles, and if he doesn't come, you know where to find me.